Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. The aim of this study was to evaluate antifungal effects of calcium chelating or binding agents on Candida albicans comparing with conventional antifungal agents. Oral SERG, oral med, oral pathyl, oral radial ended. 2005 November. 105, 626-30. The effect of calcium chelating or binding agents on Candida albicans. Atesh M. Akdeniz B.G., Sen B.H. Abstract. Objective. The aim of this study was to evaluate antifungal effects of calcium chelating or binding agents on Candida albicans comparing with conventional antifungal agents. Study design. Two clinical oral isolates and one standard strain of C. albicans were included in the study. Test solutions were ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, EDTA, ethylene glycol tetraacetic acid, EGTA, sodium fluoride, NAF, titanium tetrafluoride, titanium 4 fluoride, nystatin, and ketoconazole. Minimum inhibitory and fungicidal concentrations of the solutions were determined. The results were analyzed statistically using Friedman's nonparametric two-way ANOVA and Mann-Whitney-U tests. Results. All isolates demonstrated similar susceptibility patterns, p greater than 0.05. Except ketoconazole, EDTA had the highest antifungal and fungicidal activity, followed by titanium 4 fluoride. EGTA and NAF were the weakest agents against C. albicans among all test solutions. Conclusion. EDTA and titanium 4 fluoride may be recommended as an alternative irrigating solution, particularly in persistent root canal infections and in root canals of patients having a high incidence of oral candidosis. Reference: http://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pubmed/16243251. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.